WTAW News Time is 6:05, 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. One man is dead and another is hospitalized after a barn collapsed yesterday in Robertson County. Sheriff Gerald Yizik says the barn was being torn down at the time it fell. No names have been released. A Madisonville woman died early yesterday morning from a house fire. She was identified as 70-year-old Sonny Clouser. The state fire marshal's office is looking for the cause. The operation of College Station pools and aquatic centers might be outsourced. No one on the city council was opposed to pursuing a contract with a private company. Carl Mooney was among those calling for safeguards.
I think we've got to be very cautious, and we've got to have some fail-safes in all of that so that if suddenly a company says, well, wait a minute, you're not maintaining the pools to the standards we want them to be maintained at, all right, and they decide to pack up and walk away in the middle of the summer, we still have a course of action that we can take.
Outsourcing was among the recommendations endorsed by the council, along with improvements at Thomas Park Pool. That includes replacing the bathhouse and adding a splash pad or spray ground similar to what is found in Bryan at Tanglewood and Tiffany Park. Citizens for Welburn is hosting their annual meeting tonight. President Jane Cohen says a key issue is Union Pacific's proposal to close current and open new railroad crossings.
Brazos County and Union Pacific have already had several meetings discussing the rail changes, proposed rail changes, and this will be a locally held meeting so that residents, so it'll be convenient for residents to attend.
Tonight's meeting starts at 6 at the Welburn Community Center. State highway officials have changed their mind about how to modify a busy intersection in Grimes County. A public hearing has been scheduled for later this month about the latest plans at Highway 105 and FM 1774 in Plantersville. An at-grade crossing will remain as requested by local residents. Curves on 105 will be straightened out to the east and west. A median will be built and traffic signals will be installed. Blinn College's new interim district president is at work 2 weeks sooner than expected. Spokesman Richard Bray says that was the purpose of a special meeting of the Board of Trustees this week.
We were very lucky. We were able to find a tremendously qualified candidate very quickly. And so because of that, we're going to go ahead and accelerate our presidential transition.
Dr. Ana Guzman is serving as an advisor through next Monday. Then she'll take over as interim president. Then district president Harold Nolte assumes an advisory role until his retirement the end of January. The popular game show Family Feud is hosting auditions in Austin next weekend.
Welcome back to the feud, everybody. The Tracy family won the game.
Supervising casting producer Sarah Dansby says the audition is just like the show.
They're just going to play a mock version of Family Feud against another family, and it's a lot of fun. We do that all day long.
The requirements are pretty simple.
They have to have five family members at the audition. You have to have all five there. And then we ask that you just have a good time, have fun, and enjoy yourselves. And it'll show on, you know, that you're having fun. We'll see that. You know, that's what we look for.
Dansby says interested families can email austin@familytryouts.com or go online to familyfeud.com for more information. Auditions are January 17th and 18th at the Austin Convention Center. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And news time is 6:09. It's at 36 degrees. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's a brand new year, and your hometown Rattlers has a lot of brand new things happening. Rattlers has new stores popping up all over and everyday low prices, so be sure to sign up for your Rattlers reward card for special savings. January has some great specials. Any coffee and cappuccino, only 79 cents. Two big bags of chips with reward card are only $5. Without the card, it's only $6. And as always, great deals on your favorite 12 packs from the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
There we go, 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 13 straight years.
Showers move through this morning. Temperatures are 35 to 40 throughout the day. We'll see whether or not freezing rain is an issue. But right now, to me, looks like the problems are going to be to our northwest and north this morning and not locally. Mostly cloudy overnight, 25 to 30. Clouds for tomorrow, 35 to 40. Showers are possible late tomorrow night. Again, we'll have to see whether or not freezing rain becomes an issue, 30 to 35. Shower Sunday, highs 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit as the A&M women's basketball program got run over by the Lady Vols last night. The A&M women's swimming and diving team, however, ran their unbeaten streak to 20 in dual meets. We'll have more on that. Plus, Malcolm Kennedy still playing a little football. All of the Aggies are done. We'll have more on that in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
So, yeah, we dodged the bullet on the rain. That's or the bad weather.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. It's raining. We just ended up frozen.
But it's considering what it could have been. It's okay.
It feels a lot warmer this morning than it did yesterday.
It does. It feels a lot better this morning.
It's that little gray blanket overhead.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Kids are going, rain, it's not snowing, sucks, I gotta go to school, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, there's still plenty of Texas winter left.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But by the way, if you look at the radar, most of everything is light. There's some heavy rain that's east of Madisonville and heavy rain up near Buffalo, but really everything else. And that's none of that is frozen. So, but what it does is it disappoints us tremendously because being in radio in the morning and being in Texas, we always love when it's 34 outside and we have people who are college age calling to see if Texas A&M or Blinn is open today. Of course, there aren't any classes yet, so that probably helps a little bit.
As a rookie newsman last year, I hated it.
I understand.
It was the worst.
It is who we are, though. That's what we do.
I know. Trial by fire.
Exactly. Now, yesterday, we had a story about, Pope Francis is headed over to Manila.
And he's got a lottery, by the way.
Yeah, he does. He's lotterating stuff. Did it end yesterday? I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Is that gambling? Does the Catholic Church allow that?
Excuse me. They do bingo, don't they?
It's the Baptists. They don't gamble. They wager.
That's right.
Completely different.
Didn't the Catholics invent bingo? Anyway. No, we told you yesterday that they came up with the idea of having the traffic control people wear personal sanitation solutions, if you will.
Basically, almost like they work for NASA and we're driving it. No,
definitely. Yeah, right. Adult diapers, okay, during the 24-hour religious procession that precedes the Pope's visit. Well, now, apparently due to a chronic shortage of porta-potties, the Manila government has actually asked adults, just people, to wear adult diapers during the open-air mass, which will be held next Friday. Police is one thing. They want the other folks to be doing this, too. It has been suggested that the priests, the nuns, and the elderly should consider wearing diapers for the papal mass, which will be held on January the 18th. Manila officials apparently have either suggested a specific brand, or maybe they are actually supplying those. It says Manila officials say the diapers can absorb up to 4 rounds.
It's gonna be a good morning. A good
morning. It makes it sound like a bulletproof diaper.
Yeah.
We got a lot of information.
All I can say is, what if they're wrong? They could be wrong. Could be they're only good for 2, and they'll go, hey, let's tell them it's good for 4, and they'll be all right with it.
Have they already recommended a cream for diaper rash, should that occur?
Oh, jeez.
Boudreaux's butt paste.
Man.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 6:15. We warned you, we said you could prepare for this today if you wanted to. Today's Play God Day, so don't know if you're planning on doing that. It's also Static Electricity Day, which could be shocking.
Psst.
It's Apricot Day.
Mm.
Yeah, so there you go.
Like apricot.
Yeah, and it's the birthdays of
Kate Middleton.
Oh,
Prince Willem's, the Duchess of Cambridge.
Yeah, you know it.
She's 33.
No good for her.
She shares her birthday with Chad Ochocinco.
Uh-huh. Doubt they'll be celebrating together, just saying.
No, probably not. Chad's 37. Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band is 48. Jolie Richardson is Fitty from Nip Tuck. Muggsy Bogues, the shortest guy I've ever seen dunk a basketball. 5'3" tall. He's Fitty. Mark Martin from NASCAR is 56. Crystal Gale is 64. David Johansen, you might know him as Buster Poindexter. He is 65. Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin is 71. Joan Baez is 74. Dick Enberg is 80.
Touch 'em all.
Yipper.
Or oh my, I think he did that one also. Also, today is the anniversary of Pink Snow.
Pink?
This is the Pink Snow anniversary, as a matter of fact.
What's Pink Snow?
She's a singer.
No.
Everyone knows that.
No, it was actually Pink Snow Fell. National Weather Service in 1932 recorded the first ever pink snow in Durango, Colorado. The phenomenon occurred when a dust storm from the Painted Desert interacted with a snowstorm. Interesting?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 week later, it happened in Madison, Wisconsin, except it was yellow snow and a different cause. Okay, on Saturday.
We can't forget a birthday for today, though.
Yes?
Kevin Lewis.
Oh, is that right?
Well, Kevin O'Connor.
Yeah, I know who he is. Kevin Lewis O'Connor. It's peculiar.
Oops.
Yeah.
And my wife, Nicole.
Y'all share a birthday. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get
I didn't realize that I had the same birthday as your wife.
I forgot, too.
I've had a lot more of them than she has. But
yeah.
Well, we used to have that deal when Chase and Tom worked here. I mean, all three of our wives' names started in J. Tom's and my anniversary are within a week, I think. And then I know that I think maybe Jamie's birthday... Jamie's and Jackie's birthday were close. But, yeah, but not the same day. We didn't do that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Peculiar People Day. Tomorrow is Cut Your Energy Cost Day. Sorry.
It's cold right now.
Nah, not going to be doing that.
Turn that heater up.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Houseplant Appreciation Day. My thought is that it's actually the Houseplants Appreciating You Day because they ain't outside. And also, tomorrow is the anniversary of the first Texas gusher that was Spindletop in Beaumont back in 1901. And, again... Just so you remember, the first productive oil well was in Pennsylvania. It wasn't in Texas, but we got here. We got into the business as fast as we could.
We just dude it better.
That's exactly right. And for birthdays on Saturday?
Jermaine Clement, 41 years old, from Flight of the Conchords, who I find very funny, 41. Brad Roberts, 51 years old, lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies. Sean Colvin, one-hit wonder, 59. Pat Benatar, who had more than one hit, is 62. George Foreman, 66. Donald Fagen. 67 years old from Steely Dan and others. Rod Stewart is 70, and Frank Sinatra Jr. is 71.
Rod Stewart is 70?
Yep.
Man, those guys are getting old, aren't they?
Well, he and Donald Fagen both. Yeah. Fagan's 67.
Well, yeah, but Rod Stewart's had more hits. Willie Stretch McCovey's 77.
Willie McCovey.
That's not young at all. And if you remember the movie Metropolis, Fritz Lang, it's a very unusual movie. 1927 premiered Saturday's the Sunday we got like nothing for a day kind of thing other than the anniversary of Popular Mechanics. It was published for the first time in 1902. Sunday's the anniversary of that, and we got birthdays for it.
Sharing unusual names with Cumberbatch that we were talking about the last couple days.
Yeah.
Rockman Dunbar.
Oh, I like that.
42 years old from Sons of Anarchy. Amanda Peet is 43. Mary J. Blige, 44. Tom Dumont is 47. Jason Connery, 52 years old, Sean's son, and he kind of blew up on the internet over the summer. He was kind of an internet hottie. All the girls loved him, and then did nothing. Didn't get a movie or anything. Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins, 58 years old. Frederick Dennis Green is 66, and he was one of the singers in Sha-na-na. And Naomi Judd.
Oh, my.
Naomi Judd is 69. Yeah.
Interesting enough, today would have been Rod Taylor's 85th birthday, but he died on Wednesday. The actor, if you remember him from H.G. Wells' Time Machine, and he was in The Birds. So
it's
kind of one of those unusual things. He died on Wednesday, and Sunday would have been his 85th.
Couldn't hold out anymore.
That's at 6:20 now.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Our deficit is still larger than any year of the Bush presidency. And they, we cut the deficit in half. Okay, it's not $1 trillion anymore. It's $600 billion. Sorry, I'm not screaming from the mountaintops what a great improvement it is. But his golf handicap has gone down. He shot an 80. He used to shoot in the hundreds. So that's improved since he's been president. So if you ask me, what has he done great as president? Well, he's improved his golf score fairly considerably. considerably. And if it means disrupting a military couple's wedding at a golf course, two Army soldiers having to relocate their Hawaii wedding last week so Obama could play yet another round of golf. But he did call them. You got to give him credit. He did call them.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Another big day on Wall Street as the Dow surged 323 points to 17,907, better than 1.5% gains also for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Energy stocks, technology stocks, biotech shares all rebounded sharply. That pushed the Dow into the black for the year after a rough start to 2015. Now, a variety of different factors played into the rally today. Strong markets overseas, which followed the U.S. rally after yesterday's session, and also expectations that the European Central Bank will stimulate that economy when they hold a meeting on January 22nd helped to boost European shares, which bled across the Atlantic and drove the euro down to a 9-year low, which meant the dollar rallied sharply not only against the euro but other foreign currencies as well. Now, economic data today were positive. Jobless claims fell. We are waiting on the unemployment rate, which is due out tomorrow. Economists expect that the unemployment rate dipped to 5.7%, while 240,000 jobs were created in the month of December. Could be a market-moving set of numbers come in the morning, but a good day today, nonetheless.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by the gang at Gun Corps. They're called old wives' tales for a reason, and surely you've heard the old one, coffee can stunt a kid's growth. Well, actually, that's a myth. It can cause other problems, but there is no evidence that it affects in any way the height of a kid. And here are a couple more for you. Having to do with food. Multigrain bread is good for you. Well, it might be, but it depends on the brand. The word multigrain just means there's more than one type of grain in it. And if it's refined grains, which don't have as much fiber and nutrients, then it's not going to work as well as a whole grain. Sugars make kids hyper. A study in 95 found no connection, zero, between kids' behavior and how much sugar they ate. Vitamin C helps prevent colds. A study in 2013 found it's only true for people who get crazy amounts of exercise, like marathon runners. For the rest of us, it might shorten the duration of a cold, but it won't actually prevent you from getting sick. Diabetes comes from eating too much sugar. Well, it can, but not necessarily. Diabetes has to do with gaining weight, so you can develop it from eating too much of anything, not just sugar. And this is one I've heard for years. Celery is a negative calorie food, meaning you burn more calories consuming it than there are actually in it. But in reality, there aren't any negative calorie foods. A large stalk of celery has about 10 calories. You only burn about 2 calories eating and digesting it. And just for a point of reference, I sat really close to the television and I can see. Mom said I couldn't, but I can. And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Gun Corps has a great training facility. Now, it is outdoor, but it is concrete pads and all of them are covered. 2 pistol bays, 1 long rifle bay, metal targets, and more. It's awesome. In my opinion, it's the best in town. And I need to remind you about all the great classes they've got as well with Carbine 1 and 2, Pistol 1 and 2, Concealed Carry, and more. You can get it all covered at Gun Corps, including the Gun Corps Guarantee. No matter what you buy there, they'll take care of it for you. To find out more on all that, go to gun-corps.com. Or go see them in their new location on Texas Avenue in the same shopping center as Prospectors, right across the street from the Kettle. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
625, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We'll check the weather in a minute. More proof that things are different in Austin. A student from Belgium has traveled across the world to Austin to meet a person twice his age that Facebook suggested as a friend. Facebook did.
Because Facebook told me to.
I don't know how that all works, but anyway.
You might know this person?
Yeah, well, or suggested friends.
Yeah, what does that mean? I mean,
because they have mutual friends.
They did. They had what? The student had never talked to the man before hopping on an airplane. 24-year-old Victor Van Rossum received a friend suggestion on his Facebook from 49-year-old Neil Retke, a person Rossum had no connection with besides a mutual acquaintance. So Victor finds the guy in Austin interesting after browsing through his photos. Thought he had a diverse set of hobbies and likings. So the student said, I became fascinated by him. He had a long beard and looked a little unusual. It's Austin. He looked like someone I wanted to meet, a very eccentric person. Again, it's Austin. The student sent the guy a message, but the resident didn't respond. So he makes the 5,000-mile trip.
That's called stalking.
With a friend to ask him in person if the two men could be friends.
Stalking in a nice way.
The three of them ended up spending 3 weeks together. The old guy in Austin, older guy in Austin, may even be visiting the two students in Belgium next summer. I mean,
I see he enjoys the chocolate.
Yes.
Wow.
Again. And the thing is, people in Belgium have that time. They can do that kind of stuff.
Because they get like a month and a half off.
Of course, he's a student. But U.S. Americans, we don't have time for that. I'm just saying, though. There. Are you glad your child is on Facebook? They may end up in Belgium trying to meet somebody who they think is fascinating. All right. Here's your weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Do have a chance of some freezing precipitation before noon. Not out there right now, and it's not going to cause a problem because the streets are already wet. Cloudy with a high temperature near 38 today with north winds at about 5 to 15. Got a 50-50 chance of some showers. Tonight we'll be down to 29 degrees, but just a 20% chance of showers. And then for Saturday, chance of rain or freezing rain before noon. Cloudy and a high near 39. Chance of rain will be, or precipitation will be, 40%. There should be little or no ice accumulation. Saturday night, we got a 50-50 chance of showers. On Sunday, it's a 60% chance of rain with 45. After tonight, we're above freezing, so we don't have to worry about any of that. Just won't be very pleasant outside. And again, most of the activity as far as any kind of frozen precipitation is to the north and northwest. Right now, 86% relative humidity. The winds are out of the northeast at 6. Chill factor is 31, and we have 36 for an air temperature.
To lose weight, you've got to burn more calories than you take in. And there are some simple strategies that can ramp up the calorie burn. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
One of the best ways to control your body weight is to burn more calories.
10% of the calories that you burn each day are on the work of digestion.
Dr. Andrew Packard, author of the Packard Weight Health Plan, says that you can increase that so that even more than 10% of the calories you eat, you'll burn up just from digesting them.
So if you learn to chew your food carefully, sit with your feet on the floor, don't go to bed within 2 hours of eating, use proteins for breakfast that require more energy to burn, you will actually be able to burn the calories just from the work of eating.
Dr. Packard is very concerned about people going on high-protein diets.
A strict protein and fat diet is not a healthy one. Now, it may be in terms of just losing some weight, but it's not about weight loss. This is about weight health. If you eat a lot of protein and fat and not much roughage, not much fiber, you have a very high increased incidence of colon cancer and gastric disorders.
And in order to sustain good weight health, you must exercise.
Any diet book that talks about weight loss without a physical activity plan is irresponsible. And the simplest, easiest physical activity is a walk, 30 to 35 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And it is a rare patient who does not incorporate this into their lives that does not just love it.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The College Station City Council will test the waters on turning over operation of pools and aquatic programs to a private company. If outsourcing does take place, it won't start until after the summer swimming season ends August 31st. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says many cities, including Waco, have saved money with private operators in charge.
Waco, as an example, has recouped all of their investment. They had to do some capital investment up front, but they have recouped that through the contract with Hawaiian Falls. And if you ask the staff, it's the best thing they've ever done because now they don't have to manage that headache. But the aquatic services are still available to the general public.
There was no opposition to any staff recommendations, which includes a splash pad next to Thomas Park, 4 more water play areas over the next 4 years at locations to be determined, and replacing equipment at all 3 city pools. The city would also end its use of the College Station Middle School natatorium. Tonight is the Citizens for Welborn annual meeting. President Jane Cohen says this year's panel will include representatives from Brazos County, Union Pacific, the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization, TxDOT, City of College Station, and College Station ISD.
And they're going to talk about highlights of upcoming key decisions as related to South Brazos County. We want them to discuss their plans for the next 3 to 15 years that affect this area, how these groups reach decisions about changes, how residents are involved in the decision-making process, and ways to improve communication.
Cohen says the Open Community Program will help residents learn about current and future plans and how decisions are made that affect their rights and property. A chili dinner starts at 5:15, and the meeting starts at 6 at the Welborn Community Center. Public feedback has resulted in the Texas Department of Transportation changing plans for addressing safety concerns in Grimes County at the intersection of Highway 105 and FM 1774. TxDOT originally planned to build an interchange with a bridge on 1774 over 105. Instead, an improved at-grade crossing will be built that will straighten curves on 105 east and west of 1774. Traffic signals will be installed, and there will also be a median on 105. The state will be acquiring 10 acres of land for the project, but there will be no relocation of homes or businesses. Construction is scheduled to start this summer. TxDOT is holding a public hearing the evening of January 27th, starting at 6 in Stoneham at High Point Elementary School. One man is dead and another is hospitalized after a barn collapsed yesterday in Robertson County. Sheriff Gerald Yizik says the barn was being torn down at the time it fell. The man who died was removed from the debris by firefighters. The other man crawled out and was flown to a hospital in Temple. No names have been released. The cause of a fatality house fire in Madisonville is being investigated by the state fire marshal's office. 70-year-old Sonny Clouser was one of two inside the home. The other person escaped. Firefighters from Madisonville, Bedice, and Midway responded to the call Thursday just after 3 in the morning in sub-freezing temperatures. A second person inside the home managed to escape. Sheriff's deputies and Madisonville police officers were not able to enter the home due to flames and smoke.
2 weeks ahead of schedule, Blinn College's interim district president is already on the job. Spokesman Richard Bray says adjustments were made this week during a special meeting of the Board of Trustees.
Our Board of Trustees had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Anna Guzman. Dr. Guzman will serve in an advisory capacity through January 12th, and then on January 13th, she will assume all duties as the interim president for Blinn College. And then beginning on that date, Dr. Nolte will then serve in an advisory capacity through the end of his contract on January 31st.
The next step for the trustees is to form a search committee that will recommend the next permanent district president. The trustees previously decided the interim will not be a candidate for that position. The classic game show Family Feud is coming to Austin to find its next set of contestants.
Does your family have what it takes to compete?
Families can play up to 5 shows in a row. They can play as a champion for 5 days for a potential of winning $100,000 and a brand new car.
Sarah Dansby, casting producer, says they're looking for energetic families during the 2-day audition at the Austin Convention Center. She says booking an audition is a competition in itself.
You really want to stand out in the email because we get thousands of emails and we can't obviously see all those people. So you really want to make your email stand out and, you know, tell us about yourself and why you'd be a great contestant for Family Feud.
Dansby says you can go online to familyfeud.com or email austin@familytryouts.com. Auditions are January 17th and 18th. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News time is 6:36. It's 36 degrees right now. The studios will take this look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters, every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm, planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe, put it right there. Yep, right there.
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide, strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax, for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's 6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Keep your family comfortable year-round with Lennox products from Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Showers will move across the area from west to east this morning. High temperatures today in the range of where we are right now, 35 to 40. It does look like most of the pockets of freezing rain are going to be off to our north and west, but we'll watch it this morning. Clouds tonight, cold 25 to 30. Lots of clouds, cold tomorrow, 35 to 40. Showers tomorrow night. We may be concerned once again about freezing rain pockets, 30 to 35. Scattered showers milder Sunday, 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit as the sophomore quarterback, former starter for Texas A&M, may be looking north. Texas A&M women's basketball got run over by the Lady Vols last night, and more in sports. We'll do it for you about 10, 11 minutes from now.
All right, a little after 8 this morning, we'll talk to Kyle Cassell, state rep. We talked to John Rainey yesterday. We'll talk to Kyle today about how things are shaping up over in Austin as the session starts next week. The Gov-elect, Greg Abbott, yesterday singled out local ordinances on single-use plastic bags, tree cutting, and fracking is tantamount to turning the Lone Star State into California. As the Pace Picante sauce spokesperson might say, get a rope. He was speaking, you know, he knew who his audience was. He was the Texas Public Policy Foundation meeting. We told you about how they were doing that all this week. That's the really conservative side of the political spectrum, so he was speaking to them yesterday. I was looking for a story, and I didn't happen to find it, in that Dan Patrick, the new late governor, was going to talk about his view of how things are going to be going on.
And he's the one that's really important anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he's the one who makes...
he's got the stroke.
Yeah, who makes things go. And, hey, by the way, they've got that new chancellor over at UT, William McRaven. Remember the guy who did the address about make your bed and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
He's the new dude. Making $1.2 million. That's that's coach type money. The chancellor of the University of Texas system. That's not bad. all right, here we go. One more entitlement. President Obama is due today to roll out a proposal for a free college education with very few strings attached.
Well, half.
Half? Well, yeah, but still.
The first half is free. It's buy one, get one.
But if it's community college, then maybe you're just going to do two.
Oh, that's what, there you go.
The president will propose making 2 years of community college free for students with some sort of work required in return from any student participating. So far, the plan doesn't have an official price tag, but if all 50 states propose to get into this thing, it would benefit, could benefit, 9 million students each year and save students an average of $3,800 in tuition. I did the math this morning. That's $34 billion. $34 billion. The president, alongside Hairplugs Biden, will tout their proposed America's College Promise during a visit to Pellissippi Community College, which, of course, is in Knoxville, Tennessee. We all knew that later today.
What's their mascot?
Yeah, I don't know. Chase would know. This is the president making people think that being born in America, birthright, is for you to get 2 years of college. And that's a bunch of crap. I mean, that's crazy. That is just nuts. How many community colleges are going to be able to take the influx of these folks? And, you know, I have to believe that of some of those people who are going in there, they could afford to pay for it. Maybe there's some who can't. And I don't know exactly what their dream or proposal is, but college is not for everyone. It is not. And just being an American doesn't give you the birthright of getting that. It gives you the birthright to draw a breath of air and make yourself worthwhile on the planet. How about that?
Yeah. Where in the Constitution does it say anything about funding, anything like that at all?
Blah, 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 Commerce Clause.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. You're absolutely right.
And you know, I guess it may be better than the alternative, which is that the federal government has taken over the student loan program. You know, every bank of any size always used to have a guy or a gal, and that's what their deal was. They were specialists in that. College loans. I visited with a couple of them. And they would take you through that deal, and the bank would make you a deal so that you had a good rate on a college loan, or they'd help you get something going at the school where your kiddo was going. But now the federal government's taken over all that debt, because it really is debt. That is money that's going to have to be paid. They're going to have to print more money for that. And you know what? I guarantee you that there are kids right now who have college debt that will be forgiven. It will be forgiven. The government will do that. Going to cost tons of money. And I understand that Senator Schwertner wants to put a cap on tuition. That's fine. But you know, there's just some people who don't belong in college. And to guarantee them this, oh, and in return, you know, they're supposed to work X number of years afterwards. Guess what? They'll go ahead and drop that provision too. They'll just tell you, go show up. And, you know, if somebody gives you something, then there's no value in your mind. You don't have to work for it. Lots of businesses here have kids who are employed because they're having to help their family pay for their education. So they go out and they work, and they learn the value of a dollar and the value of a job and the value of the education.
It wasn't too many years ago that families didn't help their kids because they were poor. The kids went to college, worked their way through college, and then money went back to the family because they had a career.
Texas A&M is, all the land-grant schools. I mean, that was their that is the legacy that they had built. Kids actually coming to school, the first ones in their family maybe, or that generation, to be able to go to college, actually go get a degree, and come back and not have to work and toil to be able to just get a subsistence living.
Well, here's the thing, though. If it's something that you are guaranteed to have, if dad owns a company and you just slide in and take over said company, then does the government owe you that money for education that you're not going to use?
Uh-huh.
You're entitled to it, it's
your
money.
If you're going to put a value on it, then yeah, I may want to get a check from the government. Oh, good. We need more people wanting checks from the government. Good. Barbara Boxer's going to retire. She announced that. She's 74.
Darn.
Yeah, she'll be 84. She'll be 82 if she ran again. I mean, that makes her a spring chicken in that group. But she says, I'm never going to retire, but I'm not going to be in the Senate.
Pelosi was going to cry, but the Botox fixed that.
The GOP-controlled House voted 252 to 172 yesterday to approve a bill that would waive fees on businesses that do not offer health insurance to employees working fewer than 40 hours per week. 12 Democrats sided with the Republicans. The White House, of course, says that they will veto this. It goes on to the Senate right now.
Good.
And there's a scheduled vote in the House today on the Keystone XL pipeline. The vote comes as the Senate Energy Panel voted 13-9 yesterday to send its version to the floor, with debate expected next week. If a final bill is vetoed by President Obama, then Republicans are already alluding to how they'll spin that. Congressman from North Dakota, Kevin Cramer, has told Fox News, if we can't override the veto, I think it's pretty clear to the public and everybody else that the president is an obstructionist, not the Congress. Uh-oh. Going to play the O word. There. Okay. And just so we mention it, the head of Britain's MI5, that's their secret, their security service, has issued a warning, did that yesterday, additional Islamic terrorist attacks. MI5 head Andrew Parker said a group of core al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria is planning a mass casualty attack against the West. So if that happens, we know that the warning at least came out of MI5 yesterday to let us know that that's on the horizon.
That's so they can later say, we told you.
That's it. That's it. We had the info.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve. By the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We're coming into the prime time for pruning summer flowering shrubs and vines. However, there's more to it than just taking out the shears and whacking away. Oh my, there's more to it. There's a lot more finesse in the task as we outline details of how best you should trim every one of the candidates. I'll be back with winter pruning of summer flowering shrubs right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We're going to start our details of how you prune summer flowering shrubs with crepe myrtles. No plant that we grow is so abused in Texas. The truth is, crepe myrtles need very little pruning. Don't ever top a crepe myrtle. It's the quickest way to ruin them. Remove branches that rub or that have become damaged, but never leave stubs that would give rise to multiple new shoots. If you're trying to train your crepe myrtle as a small accent tree, remove excess trunks that you don't want or don't need. Otherwise, little pruning will be needed. There's no defensible reason to top a crepe myrtle. People say, well, it's getting too tall. Well, you planted the wrong variety. There are lots of great varieties. Go to crepemyrtletrails.org, and you'll see a list of all the known varieties, and you can choose accordingly. There are several types of hydrangeas. The most common pink or blue florist types that we also grow in our shade gardens must not be pruned until after they finish blooming or should have bloomed in late spring and early summer. Even then, do as little pruning as you can. Winter pruning and excessive summer pruning leaves plants with vigorous and vegetative stems that are called blind shoots. Oakleaf hydrangeas, by comparison, are woody shrubs that are handled more in the way that other shrubs would be pruned. Shape and groom the plants themselves during the winter while they're dormant. Remove the old flower heads as they turn brown. Some people save them for floral design. I prefer to get them out of the way. However, birds do like to peck around on them in the winter. Altheas are roses of Sharon. These are large shrubs, and they're members of the hibiscus clan. However, unlike most of their cousins, they're completely winter hardy. While they're bare in the winter, you'll be able to see damaged or errant branches that should be thinned or removed. However, no special pruning is needed on a regular basis. Above all, avoid formal shearing into unnatural shapes. You won't have to do much pruning with pomegranates. With the showy flowering and fruiting shrubs, they're just beautiful. Remove branches that rub and prune out any others that have become damaged or weak. Otherwise, prune only as needed to remove branches that have outgrown the plant's canopies. Texas sage or sinensis can be trimmed a little bit to thicken it up, especially if it's growing in shade. You don't want it in much shade. You can prune it back by as much as a third. Vitex or lilac chase trees should be thinned and pruned, and that will stimulate new growth, and that will help on blooming with them. Oleanders after they bloom. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping for longevity in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, Ed. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Former Aggie starting quarterback Kenny Hill has asked for his release from the school and is expected to transfer. Sources close to Hill and the program told ESPN.com yesterday. Hill, from the North Dallas suburb of Southlake, could be looking to play a little closer to home. Big 12 champ TCU is a strong possibility, according to at least one source for Hill. Texas A&M women's basketball team couldn't overcome a slow start as the number 9 Aggies fell 71-58 to number 7 Tennessee. Lady Vols jumped out to an early 22-7 lead through the first half. A&M hung in there with the Lady Vols for the remainder of the half, going into the intermission at 47-31, but could never muster the full comeback. The Aggies now return home to host LSU in the 40 years of women's basketball reunion game. It's Sunday, pregame at 11:45. The tip-off is at noon on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Fourth-ranked Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team opened their 2015 year with a sweep of number 11 Tennessee and SMU in double dual meets. The two victories also improved the Aggies' unbeaten streak in dual meets to 20, dating back to January of 2013. The Aggies will seek to extend the streak to 21 when they take on Alabama at noon at the Rec Center. On the guys' side, the team split a win over Missouri State and falling to Tennessee. Today, they take on Alabama. Texas A&M senior wide receiver Malcolm Kennedy will play for the national squad in the Medal of Honor Bowl Saturday in Charleston, South Carolina. Game kicks off at 1:30 Central and will be televised on the NBC Sports Network. Kennedy was the Aggies leader in receptions. The senior was named the Aggie Heart Award winner as well, as voted on by his teammates. It's the highest honor bestowed on a senior Aggie football player. Top-ranked Kentucky Wildcats come to Aggieland Saturday for a noon showdown with the Texas A&M men's basketball team. Coach Billy Kennedy meets with the media today. Be sure to join Zach Taylor this afternoon about 5:25 for a preview of the Aggies and Wildcats. By the way, tickets still available for that game. Former FBI Director Robert S. Mueller III says his investigation into the NFL's probe of Ray Rice matter concluded that the league failed to properly investigate the case. Mueller determined that the NFL should have done more with the information it had and should have taken additional steps to obtain all available information about the February 15th incident. He said he found no evidence the league received a video of former Ravens running back knocking out his fiancée in a casino elevator, although his investigation did not include any contact with the law enforcement officer who told the Associated Press he mailed a DVD of the incident to NFL headquarters back in April. The U.S. Olympic Committee has chosen Boston to bid for the 2024 Games, selecting it over cities from Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington. Boston joins Rome as the only other city that has officially decided to bid, with Germany, France, and Hungary also considering bids. The Summer Olympics hasn't been hosted by the United States since 1996 in Atlanta. Johnny Football has a new football coach. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan and quarterbacks coach Dowell Loggins are both leaving the Cleveland Browns. Shanahan and Loggins both spent 1 year under head coach Mike Patine. In the NBA.
Stolen by Harden in the open floor to the rim, left-hand jam. And now the Knicks will call for time as the Rockets go back up 9.
James Harden had 25 points and 9 assists as the Houston Rockets beat the New York Knickerbockers 120-96. Shea Weber scored his second goal of the game with 17 seconds into overtime as the Nashville Predators beat the Dallas Stars 3-2. Stars head coach Lindy Ruff was asked about the string of overtime losses for the Stars.
That's a big concern. It's frustrating. You know, I don't. That's the last two games we've had the puck and we gave it away, and you know, the other team scored.
And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Another year, another resolution? Wait. At Aggieland Fitness Dome, find your solution. Join the Dome now. January is absolutely free. Aggieland Fitness Dome can make the difference between just another resolution and succeeding in your fitness goals this year. The Dome has the best equipment around, full-size gym for basketball and volleyball, and a dynamic lineup of group fitness classes, including Zumba, yoga, and indoor cycling. Want a more customized approach? Aggieland Fitness Dome has personal trainers that are able to work with you one-on-one and teach you how to work out. We have indoor boot camps designed for all fitness levels. Don't worry about the weather. It's indoors. Remember, when you join now, the month of January is free. But hurry. January free memberships are limited, and because of high demand, you must sign up in person. And this year, don't resolve it. Solve it. Your solution? Aggieland Fitness Dome, Highway 6 at the Barron Road exit. Stay on the feeder on the right. Join today. Get January for free. 690-DOME.
Your latest opportunity to get rich will be tonight.